96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Picture this if you can. It has probably happened to all of us. You have a critical project or a critical duty at work, and you make a mistake. You mess up, but you're the only one who knows about it. How do you tell the boss? Do you tell the boss? Answering those questions isn't as easy as you think. Joining me to talk about this are career specialists Sonia Aleen and Solandra Fleming, a veteran human resources expert. Lines are open. Let's talk about your job. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's start off right at the beginning. Is it a good idea to not tell the boss about a mistake? Sonia, you first.
I think it depends on the mistake. I work for a boss who says, if there's a problem and you tell me, then it's our problem. If there's a problem and you don't tell me, then it's your problem. So it depends on the mistake. If it's, what you don't want is for your boss to find out about the mistake from a colleague, from a client, from his superior. So it would be better if you fall on the sword and mention what you did rather than him finding out or her finding out from some other source.
But Solandra, do you want to make your problem a problem for your boss?
Well, that's a relationship question. I think it, I agree with Sonia, depends on the problem, the kind of mistake you make, and it also depends on the relationship you have with your supervisor. Some people like to be more informed than others, and some bosses will say, you know what, take care of it, fix it, and you can tell me after the fact. And some people want to be brought into the loop for every little thing. So it depends on what kind of relationship you have. And I think you definitely want to establish yourself as a transparent and trustworthy employee with good work ethic. And with that comes trust to do your job well. And so if you have that, then a lot of supervisors don't want to know every little mistake.
But doesn't it also depend on what kind of mistake it is, Sonia? I mean, it's one thing if, you know, you forgot to pick up the donuts for the Thursday, you know, donut meeting. But, you know, you don't want to be a nurse assisting a surgeon during an operation and there's an oops because he said scalpel and you handed him a butter knife.
Right. I mean, if the mistake results in someone either becoming ill or losing a life, then I don't think you have a choice but to own up to it and then to take the consequences as they come. Mm-hmm. But I also think that a boss would prefer to work with somebody who is honorable and who is going to be honest about their mistakes. And I think that most bosses understand that you will make mistakes, that we all will make mistakes, and what is going to determine how great a manager you are of what you're responsible for is how you manage it, how you correct it. So it's not to stand there wringing your hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's to figure out how you can correct it, and then come to him with, this is what happened, but this is what I did.
I made a boo-boo today. I made a mistake. First time ever. Can you believe that? Forgot to do it. Sonia's like, yeah, right, sure.
We're talking about transparency.
Yeah, being transparent. And the thing about it is I'm going to talk about it on the air, and that way, you know, I have the protection of my guests and my listeners, so I won't get in trouble. So I forgot to do the promo that I do every single day. And that's, of course, today I got distracted by one of the many press conferences on the situation in San Bernardino. So I'm putting it out there, and really, I am going to tell the boss. And no money was involved, and the DJs out front on the Tony, Mo, and George show, they know. So no harm, no foul. But I feel better now. Friday confessions. Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Do you tell the boss? How do you handle this? Mary, calling from Northwest DC. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Mary, are you there? Mary, give me a call back if you can. Let's go to Tiffany, calling from Northwest D.C. Tiffany, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Do we have Tiffany? There we go. Tiffany. Tiffany, are you there? Hello. Okay. Let's, is somebody making a mistake back there by the board? A lot of that going on today. Let's try to get that fixed as well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Okay. So what if someone believes that they could possibly lose their job? And of course, a lot of these mistakes are undefined, but you know, is it, you know, some people will say, gosh, I made this mistake. I'm just going to keep it close to the vest and just let it go. So, Londra, is that a real danger of someone perhaps losing their job by making a mistake?
It is a danger. And one of the points that we touched on a little bit was, you know, how egregious is the offense? Is there a fiscal impact? Is it a policy violation? Is there a rolling or compounding effect by not revealing and fixing or asking for help to fix this mistake? If you're potentially going to lose your job, and even with some that are lesser offenses, take a beat and figure out how you can fix it. And again, I think it goes back to relationship. If you've established a good performance record and if you have established yourself as someone who has a good work ethic and you're transparent generally and your supervisor trusts you, then chances are you're not going to be as likely to face a heavier consequence because they'll know your work and there's a history there. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that you should come clean. Confession is good for the soul. Okay. And so I do believe in that.
And maybe good for your job, let us hope. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Richard calling from Upper Marlboro. Richard, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, sir, I would say no matter what the mistake, you should tell your boss because your integrity is at stake.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you could lose your job, but the fact is, no matter what, if it is so terrible that you would lose your job, your boss will know that you have integrity and you owned up to it.
Mm-hmm. Even as they call security and escort you out the door.
Well, sir, that's happened to me.
what was the biggest mistake for you, Richard?
The biggest mistake for me was that I did not get an executive to sign a piece of paper before he left for his vacation because he left early.
Hmm.
And when I reported to my superiors, I couldn't get him. He left at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I didn't know that. When I went to get the signature, he was gone. And
wow.
They said, okay.
And they're
going to.
And they cut you loose?
Well, it was a contract position, and that's how it is sometimes in the contract world.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well.
They needed it.
But you're working now, right?
Oh, absolutely, sir.
Well, that's always good to hear.
It wasn't a performance issue. I just didn't get the signature.
What kind of paperwork was that?
Yeah, I don't know. Boy, I tell you, that must have been some mean paperwork. Richard, thank you so much. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. 10. Sarah, calling from Northwest. What's on your mind?
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What's on your mind?
I believe 1,000% you should come clean.
Mm-hmm.
Two reasons. And I have this conversation a lot. One is because I don't believe someone else should get blamed for something I did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that kind of person. I wouldn't want to get blamed for something someone else did, so I don't believe it should happen the other way around.
Mm.
And secondly, I truly hate when people start rewriting policy to avoid an error when someone really already knew what they did wrong. Now they'll start to restructure and say, we're going to do a new SOP to make sure this never happens again, and you realize it was just something you forgot.
Okay, well, there you go. She says, come clean. Sarah, thank you so much for your phone call. Look, I need to get ready to take a break, but I want you all to consider this because this is one that I want Sonia to think about because Sonia has done some swimming with the sharks and come out with some a few cuts and a few bites, but she's still floating in the job arena. I want to talk about what happens if you make a mistake or perhaps somebody else makes a mistake and you get thrown under the bus. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. So if you are on the phone, I believe that's Maud calling from Reston, Virginia, and Nikki calling from Northeast. Stay with us. Do not hang up. You will hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open, still taking phone calls. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We will be back with more of this conversation on Sirius XM, Channel 141.